I'm with Mike Davis, MBE, who's the founder of the Principal Trust Children's Charity, a charity based in Skipton, set up by Mike 10 years ago. They're celebrating their anniversary this year. Mike, good to talk to you.
Yes, it's our 10th year anniversary, how time has flown. And the charity offers underprivileged and disadvantaged children and disabled children a free holiday or respite break with their families or carers or whoever.
It's a charity that operates right the way across the whole of our area here, and it's open to children and their families then who really need a break.
Well, yes, it does. I mean, we started up being based in Skipton and was a North Yorkshire-based charity, but frankly, we never really got much further than Skipton and Harrogate. And I think over the 10 years, a disproportionate amount of holidays have been enjoyed by children that live in the area.
And how many families have you supported since the trust was set up?
We measure by the number of children that have enjoyed a break or a holiday. In the 10 years, we're just over 4,000 children.
That's incredible, Mike. It really is incredible. And in terms of what you actually offer, the Principal Trust, I understand you purchase holiday homes, which you look after and maintain, and the children and their families then go to enjoy a holiday there.
That's absolutely right. We have three holiday homes for underprivileged and disadvantaged children based on the Haven Holiday Park, Blackpool, and that's where the children and the families or carers or foster parents go and enjoy the holiday there.
It sounds really fantastic. And I know that to date you've raised over £1 million. What are your fundraising plans for the coming year, for 2022?
We've got a fairly extensive and varied plan of events which are designed to try and raise for around £72,000, because each of the holiday homes costs us in the region of £12,000 to run the home for the year. We've got tried and trusted events that we've run for the last number of years, the Three Peaks, or whether it's the Dales Way, or whether it's bike rides or marathon walks. But we've a few new ones that new partners have said, hey, we'll try this for you, or we'll try that for you, which is really good.
So if somebody does want to get involved with helping you, and obviously they can get involved with some of the fundraising events, what would you suggest they do?
There's a number of things that they could do to help, a volunteer to help us, encouraging their employers, or if they own a business themselves, become involved with us as part of a corporate social responsibility. They could become a patron of the charity, which involves contributing to the charity, and in return, the charity helps the person. Or indeed get involved and run some of their own events.
Now, Mike, before we just talk about the book, being an MBE, you've met the Queen.
Yeah, I have. I met the Queen at a function when, in 2012, my business was awarded an international award. And because 2012 was the Queen's 60th Jubilee, she was holding more functions in the evenings at Buckingham Palace. And I was invited along, and I did. And she was encouraged to come and have a chat, which scared me to death when when one of her aides said she would like to meet you and have a chat. And I thought, oh no, what do I do now? But she was wonderful and really, really interested in the charity.
She always comes across as being really an interested sort of person, genuinely, when she's talking to people.
She is. She was asking me lots of questions, and that showed the interest that she had. She was talking about whereabouts they do and what does underprivileged and disadvantaged mean in comparison to disabled, whereabouts they go and what benefits do they achieve. It was really interesting, and it must have been exhausting, because she was not only talking to me but a large number of other people during the course of the evening. But it was absolutely wonderful, and it's one of the highlights of my life, never mind my career.
I'm sure it is.
I was able to talk to her.
Fantastic. Now, this book you've just written, or you've had a helping hand in writing, because it's the story is penned from people who've been involved since the trust started, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed it is. A number of people have said to me down the years, why do you do what you do? So I thought, well, I'll just put a chapter in to say why I started the charity. It was all about my traumatic childhood, but that's another story. I then tried to contact as many of the people that have enjoyed break and holidays down the years, and whether or not they would mind contributing to the book and putting their story into the book. And there's a myriad of different stories from different people that have gone on the holiday or the break for very different reasons. And it's quite a tearjerker, Julian, in many respects. You know, there's some really, really sad stories, but equally, there are some really good stories where families have come back together again.
Can you give me an example of perhaps one of the stories?
There was a single mum who lived by herself with her son, who was 11, and her daughter, who was 5. And when the son became 12, he had to move to a secondary school. And the secondary school was sufficiently far away from where they lived. It was too far for him to travel. Consequently, he went to live with his grandparents. And his mum and sister saw him very infrequently. And the request to us was, would it be possible for them to have a week together to try and keep that bonding going? And of course, we said yes. They went on holiday. They had a wonderful time. And when they got back, the mum contacted us to say that she'd actually decided there were more primary schools closer to where her son was at secondary school. So she was going to move house, put the family all back together again. And she said that was the result of being away on the holiday, where the family was back in its units. And she said nothing should be able to break that up.
It's not just the holiday. It's the long-lasting effects of the breaks that these people have been able to have as a result of the efforts of the fundraising from the charity.
Absolutely it is. And we do ask families when they've been on the holiday if they would mind giving us some feedback. And without exception, the scores that they give are higher when they come back from a break together than before they went.
Mike, the book sounds really interesting. Where's it available from?
Called Making Memories That Last. It is available on Amazon, but it's also available on our website, principaltrust.co.uk. They'll be able to see it and contact us. And
pick up a copy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. Mike, good to talk to you today, and we wish you well. And here's to another 10 years of such a wonderful local charity.
Thank you very much indeed. That's really very kind of you, and thank you for the opportunity.